You are listening to the Mompreneur Mindset Podcast, a show that empowers you to create a business that's authentically yours. Say goodbye to stressful days, juggling multiple priorities, and feeling like you're never enough. I'm your host, Gianna Diggs, a certified mindset coach and business guide for women and mom entrepreneurs. I'm here to empower, guide, and align you with the tools and the mindset needed to build a thriving business that's true to your purpose. In each episode, we'll explore strategies, tips, and success stories designed to help you rise above your obstacles and level up your mompreneur game. So whether you're a first-time entrepreneur or a seasoned professional, grab a cup of tea, some quiet time away from the kids, and let's dive into the mompreneur mindset together. Are you ready? Let's get into today's episode. So welcome back to another solo episode of the Mompreneur Mindset Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about something that I think we all struggle with. It's the silent enemy, right, that threatens to keep us accomplishing our goals and unlocking our full potential in business. And that's self-sabotage. So raise your hand if you've ever felt stuck. Have you felt like no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to reach your business goals? If you raised your hand, then you, my friend, may be experiencing self-sabotage. And if you aren't sure if you've been self-sabotaging, let's talk about what it is. So self-sabotage is when you do things to block your success, preventing you from achieving your goals. You can do this both on a conscious or unconscious level. And this might look like procrastinating on tasks that will help you move your business forward or finding yourself in a cycle of self-doubt and negative thinking. But the good news is that self-sabotage is completely normal and it can be overcome. And so by understanding how self-sabotage affects us and learning how to combat it, you can unlock your business's full potential. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first step in freeing yourself from self-sabotage is identifying your self-sabotaging behaviors. Many of us are in denial about the ways in which we self-sabotage ourselves, but it's important to be honest with yourself, especially if you want to make lasting changes. So first you want to think about what behaviors you repeatedly engage in that prevent you from achieving your goals. So do you procrastinate? Do you wait until the last minute to complete crucial tasks? Do you doubt your abilities? Do you give up easily? Do you allow yourself to be controlled by your emotions? These are questions that you want to ask yourself so that you can see if you're engaging in self-sabotage. And then once you've acknowledged that you have certain self-sabotaging behaviors, the next step is to identify what triggers them. So what are the situations or the circumstances that cause you to feel anxious or stressed? What are the thoughts or emotions that lead you to act in a way that is not in your best interest? Asking yourself these questions to identify triggers can actually help you identify the root cause of self-sabotage in your own life and in your business. And one of my favorite techniques for identifying the root cause of and eliminating self-sabotaging behaviors is actually a NLP or a neuro-linguistic programming technique called time techniques. And TIME stands for Time Integration for Maximum Empowerment. And like I said, it's an NLP technique and it's used to eliminate specific problems rooted in the past or future, release negative emotions, undo limiting decisions, which are the root cause of limiting beliefs and other problems, and also program the future for success. And the best part of this technique is that it allows you to release things from the past without having to associate or even consciously remember the root cause of it. So once you identify your self-sabotaging behaviors and identify your triggers, you can then release it with this technique as well as some other NLP techniques. And this is one of the techniques I am certified in through the Yes Supply Coaching Method. So if you walk through these questions and realize you need a little bit more assistance, don't worry, I'm here to help you. I just implemented a new session called It's a Breakthrough Session. And in these sessions, these are the type of things that we can tackle. So if this is something that you're interested in, I invite you to book a free Voxer call with me at www.giannadiggs.com/free Voxer call to see how I can support you. And I'll also link it in the show notes. So the next step in breaking free from self-sabotage is to practice self-compassion. So we often talk to ourselves in the ways that we would not talk to someone else, right? We beat ourselves up. We tell ourselves that we're not good enough or that we don't deserve success. So instead of talking to yourself in that way, it's best that we try to practice self-compassion, right? Treat yourself with kindness and empathy in the way that you would a friend or, you know, your spouse or even your children. And yes, you may procrastinate every once in a while, right? You might still doubt yourself if you're marketing a new offer, for example. But these are all natural behaviors that we all do. And the key takeaway here is to not beat yourself up when you do it and to remember that making mistakes is really a natural part of the learning process. And so speaking of making mistakes, the next step is to embrace failure. So fear of failure is probably the most common form of self-sabotage, right? And so we worry about what others think of us, right? How it's going to affect our finances, how it's going to affect our reputation, and whether or not we'll be able to bounce back from this failure. But failure isn't the end of the road. It's really just a detour. And so instead of avoiding failure at all costs, embrace it and use it as a learning experience. And so you can analyze what went wrong, what you would have done differently, and how you can improve moving forward, right? And failure can be a valuable teacher in that it can help you grow and achieve even greater success in the long run. And so my next step in breaking free from self-sabotage is just take action. Procrastination and perfectionism can hold us back from achieving our goals. To counter this, right, create a plan of action and break it down into small, achievable steps. Focus on progress, not perfection, and celebrate each small win along the way. And this will help you build momentum and stay motivated. And the final step in breaking free from self-sabotage is prioritize and practice self-care. So running a business can be stressful, and add motherhood on top of that, and that's even more stress. And so if you're not taking care of yourself, it can be hard to stay motivated and focused. And so incorporate activities that you enjoy into your daily routine, such as journaling, exercises, and meditation. And taking care of yourself physically and mentally will help you to show up as your best self and unlock your business's full potential. And if you want more ideas about how to make time for self-care, I invite you to listen to Season 2, Episode 9, where I interview Monisha Taylor about making time for self-care while juggling motherhood and multiple businesses. All right, love, so that is all I have for you today. If you have found yourself self-sabotaging, I hope that these steps, tips, whatever you want to call it, I hope that they're helpful. And remember, success is within reach. And with the right mindset and the tools, you can achieve your goals and build the lifestyle that you desire. All right, that's all I have for you today. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Mompreneur Mindset Podcast. I truly hope that our conversation has inspired and motivated you to take charge of your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode valuable, please take a moment and subscribe and leave us a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your support means the world to me, and it's vital for helping me to reach more entrepreneurs like you and empower our growing community to thrive. Until next time, keep pushing boundaries, never settle, and remember, the world is waiting for your unique gifts that only you can offer. See you in the next episode.